This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Random facts, no one share. Here on this Thursday morning.
I like it.
Randos. Americans throw away, get this, throw away up to $68 million worth of coins every year.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You and I know a guy that will literally take pennies and
just throw them on the ground.
Throw them. Like, and it's like, you can't be bothered? That's money.
No. Yeah. No, he cannot.
Yeah. No, he can't.
He's determined that they're more pesky than they have value.
Yeah. I recently, you know, while watching television, rolled $38 in pennies into rollers. $38.
Wow. So that's a lot of I don't care.
That's almost the whole tank of gas.
Yeah. You know?
That's a lot of I don't care, buddy. Yeah. That's real money, man.
Yeah.
The kid that played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory had never been in a movie before. And has never been in a movie since.
Really?
His only movie, that one.
Is he the kid that could be a veterinarian?
Wow.
He is.
Okay.
Yep.
His name is Peter Ostrom. He went on to become a veterinarian in New York. He is 66 years old now and retired.
Oh.
If you're wondering, he says yes. He still gets a royalty check every 3 months for about $10.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? That's $120 a year. And in New York, that's almost a full tank of gas.
Full tank of gas. You beat me to it.
Yeah.
Rumble, it's eastbound, by the way. Eastbound, so coming down to the south side, if you will. Loading on a flatbed right now, they're saying. So eastbound HRBT. So they are getting it out of the way, but it is a thing. I can see it on the television traffic map, the tiniest little bit of scarlet. Oh, wait, no, that's just ketchup on the screen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what that means.
Who is eating in here, damn it? Stanley Kubrick had his secretary type the words, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," over and over on 500 pieces of paper to be used for a second or two of film in The Shining.
Wow.
He was, of course, nuts. When The Shining was made, there were secretaries. Wait, we don't use that. It's kind of antiquated these days, but we get the inference.
I know it's not nice to speak ill of the dead, but that guy was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man.
Dude, Clockwork Orange.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whack. Sour Patch Kids were originally called Marsmen. I don't know that.
That might have worked.
Yeah, they changed the name in the early 1980s to capitalize on the popularity of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Ah.
Genius. I mean, it stuck. It worked. Yeah. You know, look, one which you'd argue now that they're better known than Cabbage Patch Kids these days.
One of my kids.
Survived.
That's your favorite candy. Yeah. Just take it over chocolate any day.
Oh, my God. They'll take the skin off your tongue, dude.
Yeah.
Woo! Finally, this. NBC split itself into two radio networks in the 1920s and 30s. They were NBC Red for more expensive shows and NBC Blue for cheaper shows. Interesting. The FCC made them divide into separate companies in 1939 as TV was starting to take shape. And then NBC Blue spun off to become ABC.
Oh. Interesting.
The network. Yeah.
ABC Television. How about that?
That's crazy, right?